Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of this body. And Father, that you call every one of us individually. Our relationship is with you, and you desire us to fellowship with one another, to build each other up, to love each other, to come alongside, encourage, and all those things that we were talking about with the investment that the mothers make. You want us to have that same relationship with you where you invest in us in a very, very personal way. We thank you for this special day, and we ask that you bless this time as we come to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
He who has the kingdom of God within himself will imperceptibly pass it on to others. People will be attracted by the peace and warmth in us. They will want to be near us, and the atmosphere of heaven will gradually pass on to them. It's not even necessary to speak to people about this. The atmosphere of heaven will radiate from us, even when we keep silence or talk about ordinary things. There's a song called Child of Love. We're going to do it. It's by a group called the We the Kingdom. It's maybe new to some of you, but it's a fun song. I think you'll enjoy it. Here we go. I was walking the wayside, lost on a lonely road. I was chasing the high life, trying to satisfy my soul. All the lies I believed in left me crying like the rain. Then I saw him from heaven, and I've never been the same. I'm gonna climb a mountain, I'm gonna shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom. I found a friend in Jesus. I am a child of love. I felt the sting of the fire, but I saw you in the flames. Just when I thought it was over, you broke me out of the grave. Hallelujah. I'm gonna climb a mountain, I'm gonna shout about it, I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom, I found a friend of Jesus, I am a child of love. I say yeah, yeah, oh, oh, I am a child of love. I say yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, I am a child of love. Nothing can change the way you love me. Nothing can change the way I belong to you. Yes, I do. Nothing can separate. Nothing can change. Nothing can change the way you love me. Nothing can change the way I belong to you. Yes, I do. Nothing can separate. I'm gonna climb a mountain. I'm gonna shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom. I found a friend of Jesus. I am a child of love. I'm gonna climb a mountain. I'm gonna shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom. I found a friend in Jesus. I am a child of love. Let me hear you. I say, yeah. Oh, I am a child of love. I say, yeah. Oh, oh. I am a child of love. I'm gonna climb a mountain. I'm gonna shout about it. I am a child of love. I found a world of freedom. I found a friend of Jesus. I am a child of love. I say, yeah. Oh, I am a child of love. I say, yeah. Oh, I am a child of love. Amen. There's one called Heart of God. I like Zach Williams. He's cool. We're going to do that one too. It may be new to you. Heart of God. I know you're hurting. I could see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain. Take off your disguise. Whoever told you you ain't worth a fight, the cross tells a story that'll change your mind. There's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in His open arms. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. There's only love in the heart of God. Come prodigal children, it's never too late. Run home to the Father, let Him clothe you with grace. And bury your burdens, break free from your fear. Step out of the shadows, there's no judgment here. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. There's only love in the heart of God. You believe that? No, He's not sitting there shaking His head, writing you off, leaving you lost. He's not sitting there shaking His head, wishing He'd never went to that cross. He's not sitting there shaking His head, writing you off, leaving you lost. He's not sitting there shaking His head. He went to that cross. He went to that cross. 'Cause He loved you so much. Here we go. There's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in His open arms. He makes beauty from ashes. So come as you are. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in His open arms. There's beauty from ashes. So come as you are. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. Amen. Hey, Matt, could you pull up Chain Breaker? We're just going to do that one together. Praise the Lord. I like that. No room for shame in His open arms. It's good. You know this one. Help me out now. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, you've been hearing the same old voice till the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. You've got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got pain, He's a chain breaker. Oh yeah. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's the pain taker. If you feel lost, He's the way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, He's the prison shaking savior. If you've got pain, He's the pain taker. Oh yeah! If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. You believe it, you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Sing it again. If you believe it, you're gonna receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, He's the prison shaking savior. If you've got pain, He's a chain breaker. Yes, He is. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody testify. You got something you want to say? Come on. Michael, what do you got to say about Jesus? Yes. That's good. That's good. I love you, brother. That's right. Pull that one up, Matthew. We're going to do that one. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Many dangers, toils, and snares, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Jesus. Far, and God's grace will lead me home, lead me home when weeping there 10,000 years bright shining. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We do give you thanks, Jesus. Whoa. I'm going to do an oldie but goodie here. I thought it would be appropriate for this morning, called 10,000 Angels. And Scripture says he could have called 10,000 angels had he wanted to be rescued from the cross, you know. You see that one, Matthew? 10,000 angels. They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. Amen. Upon his precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold your king. They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. But he could have called Here's a song I wrote for my mama back years ago. She was still here with us. She's in heaven now. But I was requested that I do it, and it's just called Mama. So I'd like to just do that for you. It's in there, Matthew. Just called Mama. Mama, you're one of a kind, I know. It would be hard to find one like Mama, 'cause you mean so much to me. And Mama, how can I explain? I hope that you'd never change, oh Mama, just wouldn't be the same without you. You hurry, sometimes a little too much. You worry about the things that touch your children, but oh, I've always loved you for that. And Mama, your world's wrapped up in your kids, but I know it's always been like this. Oh Mama, how I've always loved you for that. Mama, I love you more each day, so much more than words can say. Oh Mama, how can I repay all you gave me? And Mama, you put a song in me back when I was on your knee. Oh Mama, how I'll always be proud of you. Done the best you could, and I know you meant it all for good. Oh Mama, you always understood your part. And Mama, when God called you home, I knew I wouldn't be alone, because Mama, you're living right here in my heart. Oh Mama, you're living right here in my heart. Mama.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Matthew, pull up What a Beautiful Name. We're gonna do that one.
Thank you, Father. I am thankful that my mother and dad received the Lord, and you know, my dad dedicated his life to the Lord. Used to attend Calvary Christian Center, and just after I was in a trio with us, I'll just tell you this shortly, how my dad was converted. He rededicated his life because he had fallen away. What a beautiful name, right, Matthew? Got it? And after we got done singing, I was just a blubbering mess, because you know how I get pretty emotional sometimes, and I'd been praying for my dad for a long time, and here I go again. Thing is, when you start to tell a story, you relive all the emotions, right? But I was praying for my dad, and it was at Calvary Christian Center there on the corner. It used to be Calvary Christian. It's the Assembly of Shiloh Church now. But after I got done singing, I'd been praying for dad. He was there. And I wasn't paying much attention to what was going on up front, but the pastor said, there's someone here that needs to make a decision for Christ. And when I looked up to the front of the church, my dad was standing there all by himself. So the Holy Spirit was working on him, and it was such a powerful moment. And
I'll never forget that. We ended up having Bible studies together and at our home and the kitchen and the table. You know, it was a whole different, it was a new, brand new day. So keep praying for your loved ones, right? The Holy Spirit is working. He'll do the work. You just pray, you know, the Spirit of God. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, nor you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is a kingdom, and yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. Oh, what a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. I speak Jesus, Matthew. Let's do that one together. Jesus is the answer to every need in your life. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Oh, I just want to speak the name of Jesus, and every dark addiction starts to break. Hear it break. declaring there is hope. Yes, I speak Jesus. Every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul, stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in, Jesus, Jesus in the darkness. I speak Jesus. Oh, Jesus, shout Jesus, shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over, I speak the holy name, Jesus. The shadows burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. And I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Matthew, pull up one more. It's called The Goodness of God. I speak Jesus. Keep on praying for every saint. Amen. Keep on praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit with all supplication and petitions. Let your requests be made known to God. I love you, Lord. For your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Yes, you have. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, through the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. Oh, I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. But all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid out, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Holy Spirit, we just commit this time to you. Help us, Holy, hear what your Spirit is saying to the church. Give us ears, hearts to receive. I thank you that for things you're going to do and say that are timely and applicable. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this wonderful family we're part of. So good. So good to be part of the family of God. I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep. I find that as a musician and a singer, I get a chance to run around in a lot of different circles, you know. I've been with the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians and the, you name it, I've been there, you know. And I just find this circle of family just widens. It's just big. It's a big family. And it's really a privilege to get to experience that, you know. We have a big family. It's true. So, a lot of good people out there.
Amen.
Yep. So, I'm going to share something with you. It's just to preface this sermon. It's not necessarily connected. But to get a big picture, the Father wants to return humanity back to its original owner, which is Him. So you and I can, we have a privilege of participating in that, influencing people by our, the salt, the light, the yeast that influences the, you know, those are influence. We have influence. You have influence in the circles you run with, the people you work with, you know. I do feel that too very strongly at ACE, where I just love those folks, you know. And they love me, and I know that those seeds are being planted. And you know, you don't necessarily have to just preach Jesus at them. You live Jesus, right? Before them. And you sow that love into them and let God pull them, draw them. The Father has to draw them, see. And we're to be the salt, the light, the yeast that represents the Father to a lost and dying world, right? So that's the global purpose of God. Our participation in that is that we, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that we accomplish His desires and His wishes. That's His will. That we just simply do the next thing He says to do. And as we just simply do our part in obedience to God, the Father's greater purpose will be worked on the earth. You see? But it requires that his people follow and obey him. And as we obey him, God's work will be accomplished on the earth in a greater global way. He loves the whole cosmos, you know? So I love that it's okay to just kind of... When Jesus was introduced to the world publicly, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Of the world. He takes away the sin of the world. That means that everyone that's breathing has had their sins taken away by the Son of God, according to the Word. Now, it's up to us to, you know, influence them to make a right choice, to decide to follow, to receive, to accept. John 1:12 says, "To as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the authority, the power to become children of God, even as to as many as believed on his name." So that's all that's left for them to do. The rest of it's been done, amen? The work, the main work has been done. The most important part. You know, and the Father has stepped up and offered this invitation of reconnecting to him to have family. He let humanity come back to its original owner. I like that. So that was just to preface, to get a bigger... What turned me on to some of that was the wording here that sin is not behaviors necessarily. Sin is not necessarily behaviors. We've always thought it was. This individual behaviors that we have. The greater sin is in failing to see yourself as God sees you. Amen. You see? That's huge. Once you're secure, once you sync up, if I can say sync up, align with, harmonize with your true identity, guess what? Those behaviors will just fall away because that's no longer who you are, you see? So I preach that all the time. That's my hobby horse, and I'm not going to stick there for long. That's just simply, I want to remind you that you sync up with and align your heart with who he says you are, and you're going to behave just like Christ. Because it's going to come out of who you believe you are. See? So that's important. I'm going to stop right there. If you have any other questions, we can talk more about that after church, you know. But I love that kind of stuff. I really do. I love identity because I think that is the key to changing behavior. You can't just try to quit things. How about start believing the right thing about yourself and you'll start behaving in the right way. You see the difference? That's how he wants, and the Holy Spirit wants to convince us of that. Well, I got to thinking about something. It's obviously Mother's Day. And we went to a memorial yesterday that was so beautiful. It was a tribute to Glenda Miller. I don't know if some of you know Pastor Jeff Miller. His mother passed away, 93 years old. And what a tribute they gave her of her ability to love the person in front of her. When you were with her, you felt like you mattered. And it didn't matter who you were. And every grandchild said the same thing. They all felt loved. They all felt that they mattered. When she was in front of you, you felt like you were her favorite. You know, she had that ability to convey to you. And so they were all arguing amongst themselves who was their favorite, you know. But it was cute. It was just a beautiful, yeah, beautiful time. And to be able to have that passed down through the family like that. Wow, one lady made so much difference. And the whole family was there. It was an incredible moment. But she had mentioned something about, whoops, a little hot. Thanks, Jeff. The tragedy of a mother. Let's go into scripture. A mother's heart. The thing about a mother's heart is that there's no bond like a mother's bond to their child. You know, it's a God-given thing. It's built in. And it's actually an expression of God's love because he's bonded with you.
He never quits believing the best in you. He never gives up hope on you, right? Doesn't that sound like a mother's love for their kid, no matter what they've done wrong, how they've failed? You know, we have dealt, as you know, some of us, with our oldest daughter. It's been a difficult struggle, things that have gone on. But you know, Sandy and I kind of approach it from a different way. She has a mother's heart. And she never gives up hope. And always wants, you know, and so she sees things in a different way than I do as a father. Sometimes that's just the way we are wired. It's not wrong. It's just that we balance each other out. But she's a wonderful mother. She cares about her kids. She prays faithfully for all of them, you know. And she carries the heart of God for our kids. She does. And she would die for them. She would. Yeah, the heartbeat is just the way it is. It's built into a mama, a mother's heart, that she would rather take their place. I believe that. So we're going to take a look at a mother in the Bible, Jesus, the mother of Jesus, Mary, and take a little closer look maybe at her and how she navigated through all of the stuff that was coming down in her life. An incredible moment in time, really. So let's take a closer look at Mary. One of the things about Mary was she was contemplative. She would just not just let things happen to her. She would look within and begin to connect the dots. Now let's see. This means that. And she was putting things together within herself, right? She was meditating. She was a woman of depth. A woman of, perception. It's true. And so let's take a look. Let's take a look at Mother Mary and a mother's heart. We'll start with some scriptures, okay? We'll just do that. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." They say, that's I think fear not is about 365 times, one for each day of the year. Amen? Do not be afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the message to all people. Good news. Jesus has come, you know. He loves you. All right. Great joy. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." God's will towards men is good. We sang about the goodness of God. And he's not variable and he doesn't change and shift and he's not moody. He's not schizophrenic God, you know. He's always good, never changes. Amen. So let's read on. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And you can just imagine them. They're almost out of breath. It's like, whoa, something mighty has just happened. And I can't wait to find this baby, you know. Picture this. They had just gotten a message from heaven, and angels from heaven. They're excited. And they came with haste, you see. They were running. Let's go find this. And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, okay. And let's read on. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And here's the part I want you to look at. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Here were these shepherds telling them, "We just saw angels, man." And they said, "The glory of God has come and good news to all people." And Mary, listening to all this, said she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And that means to bring together in one's mind, like I told you, to connect the dots. And in her heart, she was starting to see the purpose of God, that this child was indeed special. And you know, sometimes we need to put together in our minds the truth that God is trying to say to us, right? Stop a minute. Ponder these things. Holy Spirit, show me what you're saying. I need to know. I'm ready. Reveal. Uncover for me, please. You know, I have this passion to know more about God. It's in us. It's in us. It's part of your DNA now to discover who He is, you know, to put it together in your mind, to get these concepts and in your heart, you know, that are truth and are scriptural. Let's read on. To confer with oneself. You know, to revolve. Meditation means to revolve in the mind. Just let it just go over it and over it and over it. I don't know about you, but I need to revisit the truth oftentimes to to be persuaded that it's true. You know, we have to be persuaded in our hearts. You know, Abraham was fully persuaded. Luke 22:25. I love this portion of scripture too. Matthew, bring up that picture of with the beard, that Simeon, right there. Isn't that cool? I just love these pictures. They depict a moment in time. Here's Simeon that was waiting for the coming of the Lord. He was promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he saw the Messiah. Isn't that a beautiful picture? It's like he said, Father, thank you that you've allowed me to see this child just as you promised. Because faithful is he who has promised, who also will do it. You see, we have to believe when God promises something, we have to believe in his faithfulness to bring it to pass. Because he is faithful. Faithful is he who promised, who also will do it. So you can rely upon the faithfulness of God. When he is telling you something, it's because it's going to come to pass. It's because he's a God that cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. So just remember that. I love that picture in the temple. Because he was there for, you know, circumcision, the eighth day, and all they were doing, all the right laws to take care of the Jewish ceremonies, you know, traditions. And that's what he was there for. But the Spirit of the Lord had led him into the temple at that moment in time. Talk about the coordination of the Holy Spirit. He can orchestrate things that you have no control, don't even realize is going on sometimes. You're just being led by God to do something and the Father is all involved in the thing. You know, I love that. He's the conductor. He's the orchestrator. So let's go on to that scripture. I love that picture. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. That means righteous and devout. He was a disciple. He was dedicated to God, you know. Godly. Waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. I like that. Holy Ghost, you know. And it was revealed unto him. I used the King James because I kind of like the old English sometimes, the style. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a promise. And he came by the Spirit. Guess who? The Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. Some of you have been struggling with fleshly habits in your life, and you've been trying so hard to stop. And the Lord is saying, you put your focus on my Spirit and pay attention to what he's saying. As you're led by the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's a guarantee. I guarantee it. Put your attention on what he's saying next, and you'll find that those fleshly lusts are no longer having a hold on you. Because your attention is on what's next, Papa. That's the idea. We can't don't just try to stop sinning, because that just makes you more sin conscious. Just get spirit conscious and let the Spirit God take care of the other, right? You'll get there in a different way, by a different approach. All right. You know, I bought a bunch of these Chinese finger puzzles once. I handed them out to the people at the church where I was pastoring. What it indicates to me, as long as you relax, you can pull your finger out, right, and you get free. But the more you struggle, the tighter that thing holds on to you. And you can't pull away. It's kind of that way with our efforts to try to stop sinning. The more you try to stop, the harder it gets. You see? It's just that was the illustration that I used. He came in by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms. I love that. And blessed God and said, just like in that picture, looking up and, you know, Lord, he's talking to the Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Boy, what insight. My eyes have beheld the salvation of my people. What a dramatic picture. My goodness. Now, and he's kind of prophesying now. A light to lighten the Gentiles. That means everybody, not all people. Everybody. And the glory of thy people Israel. And he is still the glory of Israel. Whether they know it or not, some do. But we pray that God Jesus will become the glory of Israel again. Amen. Then maybe even through this crisis and this pressure, that something good is going to come out of all of this. Gosh. I just say things sometimes that I don't think I'm going to say. But I think they matter. You know, it's okay. Praise God. Let Israel see the glory of Jesus once again. May they see Yeshua HaMashiach, their true Messiah. Amen. 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 So pray. Yes. Let's read on. And Simeon blessed them. He blessed God for Jesus, and then he turns and blesses the parents. And he blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, and listen to this, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. And that's for sure. I mean, it brought controversy. I didn't come to bring a peace, but a sword. And sometimes there is truth will divide. It will. Truth will divide. It's better to speak the truth in love than to sell a person down the road with a lie. It is. Better to stand for truth than to, and maybe even, I don't know, just more to it, risk losing a friend than to sell them down the road. And I think that's something we need to recognize too. Let's move on. Yay, and she turns. Now listen, he blesses the family. He blesses God for the child. He blesses the family. And then he turns. And I want you to get this visual. He turns to Mary. And he says, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. You got to remember now, he was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God was speaking directly to her. And saying, there's a sword that's going to cause so much pain in your soul that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And I thought of this too. Jesus was suffering the piercing of his body. Mary would suffer the piercing of her own emotions, her heart, her soul. Oh, incredible. I don't think there was any other human on earth that would suffer at the death of Christ than her. That was her son, you know. And she would feel it deepest. She would feel it the most. And thus it came to pass, didn't it? It surely did. Incredible. Ah. I guess I want to bring you to an appreciation of Mary's experience and not forget what she went through and how a mother is bonded with her child, like I said, in no other way. It's incredible. So, let's read on. Now, another scene. Now we're at the cross. And guess who's there? Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Yes. I can't think of a better place that Mary would stand near her son. Someone even mentioned that she could have perhaps said something to cause them to think twice about crucifying him in the first place. But she didn't say a word because she knew he was the Son of God. She knew he was special. She knew that she couldn't say a word to try to defend him because she knew that there was who he was. And his mother's sister Mary and the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. There was Mary, Mary, and Mary, you know. You know, my relatives are this kind of aside, but you know, they're Portuguese. They just ran out of names. It was always Joe, Mary, John. Joe, I'll name you Joe Jr. And everybody was... Anyway, I'm just messing around. Remember that movie, Big Fat Greek Wedding? I love that because it reminds me of my family. You know, you got the plastic on the couches so they wouldn't get dirty. And then he introduces his family to the white people that come to visit the party. And he goes, yes, here's my family. Nick, Nicholas, Nicky, Nick Jr., Nick. They were all Nick. Oh, man. So there was Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his mother's sister, Mary, and the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, and we know that that's John, because John actually said that in his book. He said, and the disciple whom Jesus loved is like, I'm his favorite. And don't forget it. You know, that's kind of it. Oh, goodness. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved. Notice John put that in there. He saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. And she had been beholding him. She'd been looking at the horrors of the cross. Horrible. I don't think we get it depicted correctly in these. We couldn't actually portray it in these movies without it being X-rated. You know, it was shameful, embarrassing, ugly. Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, John, behold thy mother. I want you to care for her. I want you to look after her. It wasn't only his mother's care for him, but his care for his mother, his concern for her, her welfare, that she would be taken care of. Even on the cross, he was hanging there, concerned for her future, you know, to make sure she was taken care of. And he couldn't think of a better person to do that than John. And then he saith to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, That means immediately. That disciple took her unto his home. I think the word "that hour" is significant. That means he didn't hesitate. He didn't wait around. He said, "Let's go. I'm taking you home now. You've had enough of this sight and this scene. You've heard enough. You've wept enough. You've seen enough horror. It's time for you to come with me and get out of here." And I think that's Jesus. It was implying that you've seen enough. Take her away. Right? Do you sense that in Christ? Get her out of here. Go home. This is enough. She's seen enough. Oh, man. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and may we care for our own, you know, as this woman that I'd mentioned to you, Glenda Miller, her son Michael had planned to just stay for a little while and ended up realizing that she needed attention, she needed care, and he stayed with her until she passed. And that's a real honorable thing. That he stood with her and met the needs and, you know, that she needed as she was getting older. Wonderful. Wonderful tribute. Michael, yeah. Michael Miller. Well, let's go on to the next verse. This is the last part of where Mary, I brought this in because another mention of Mary here. Now that it's in, Jesus said, "Tarry in Jerusalem until you are clothed or endued with the power from on high." The Holy Spirit was about to be given because Jesus would die, and he said, it's better that I go, that you, so that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, can come. There's a greater purpose in me going than you realize. If I don't go, I can't send the Comforter. But if I go, then my Spirit can be mass produced in everybody, inside of everybody. Amen? That's much better. But now we get Christ within us, the hope of glory, the full completeness of Christ within us. We have Jesus, and I tell you what, Jesus is the love of God. And when God, Jesus moves into us, you have the love of God inside of you. The agape of God, the fullness of God within. That's important. To realize that love, when you received Christ, love stepped in. Amen? Amen? It's true. And so these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They were waiting in the upper room to be clothed with the power from on high. She was anticipating, along with the rest of them, the Holy Spirit. And she would be filled with the Spirit, speaking with tongues, and the fire would be on their heads. You know the dramatic story in the upper room? Mary was there. She was part of that. Amen. In seeing her son go, she found him moving inside of her for the first time. Think about that. The Spirit of her son moves inside of the mother. I like the verse, you know, there's a song. You all know it, Mary, did you know? "The child that you delivered will soon deliver you." Oh, that's great words. Thank you, Mark Lowry. But it's true. Mary, did you know? That your baby boy would one day rule the nations. Mary, did you know? That your baby boy would walk on water. We probably ought to sing that song at the end, but you know, yeah. It's so true, isn't it? Did you appreciate these words? Do you get something? Isn't it appreciation for Mary and what she went through? To think that the Christ, the son that she bore, would be birthed inside of her in a way that could have never happened had he not died. I never really thought about that till now. She was filled with the spirit of her son inside of her now. She had his power residing within. Think about that. Woo, blow your mind. The son that she had delivered moved within her and delivered her and set her free in a way that she would never have known otherwise. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. Whom the son sets free is free indeed. Praise the Lord Jesus. Wow. I don't know if you can find that song in the overheads there, but I think just you might have to do a search. It might not be in the same place, but let's pray. Thank you, Father, for these open hearts, receptive spirits. May we all just receive what it is you had for us this morning as we appreciate what your mother did and what you did for us, Lord, to die, to be buried, to rise again, to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Can we appreciate every part of that, Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Teresa. Jesus was in her twice. Good point. Jesus was in her twice. Yes, it's true. Mary, did you know lyrics? Let me see. Oh, you did it. Thank you. Isn't that good? All right. I can't think of a more appropriate song to finish with than this.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? You kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praise of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
Amen. I love you.
Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. And I thought, what a way to close this out, but to hear from a heart of a mother.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody again. And it was just such a beautiful message. Thank you, Mike. And when you were speaking, it reminded me of this video I had seen. It was a depiction of Mary. She was talking to the disciples, and they were like, what was that like, you know, giving birth to him and seeing him? And she was saying that after she gave birth to him, she didn't realize that, oh my gosh, he needs me. And she just, you know, so it's interesting. It's kind of our guess of her feelings, but of that, she, you know, she knew that who he was, and so she birthed this baby, but then she realized, oh my gosh, now he needs me. And so I just think, what a beautiful blessing that God, you know, gave her. He blessed her. He trusted her. He knew that she could do it. And the same thing for us, mom. And even we get children who aren't even our own children. You know, God brings these, you know, these people into our lives, and he's trusting you that you can do it. And he's not going to give us anything that we can't handle, right? So, but I'll just close us in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what a beautiful day it is, and what a beautiful time together, God, to worship. And we thank you for Pastor Mike's message, and may you just continue to bless him and his family, God, for all the wisdom he brings us. And Lord, I just pray special blessings upon all the women today, Father, that you would continue to just give us this fire and encouragement and drive that we don't even know where it comes from, because it's pretty amazing raising children, but also, you know, just mentoring other people, Lord, and that you've trusted us and bestowed these hormonal emotions and wisdom upon us, God, to share with one another, to lift each other up, to grow this beautiful nation of your children. And that's what we're here for, God. As Mike mentioned as well, as fathers and mothers, we work together in harmony, God. We cannot do it without our fathers, and we cannot do it without our mothers, God. So I just pray that you would continue to bless us as we raise this nation that's going to proclaim your name, that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And if it weren't for Mary and her faith, Lord, that she trusted in you, God, we praise you, and we pray you bless the rest of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.